Hello, everybody, and welcome to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast. We had to scrub all of the cold open due to terrible jokes.
They were very problematic.
God damn it. You people, this is why we can't have nice things. I'll shove you all back in the Jerryverse.
No way, please.
I'm already in the Jerryverse, baby.
No, you fucking aren't. You're gonna wish you were in a second.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I'll make you wish you were in the Jerryverse. Don't try me. So, when we last left, Jiron had just been teleported somewhere. Hey guys, where's Jiron? All you guys see is a little boop and a little flash of light, and hey, Jiron isn't there anymore. Again.
I don't think that's supposed to happen.
Honest first reaction is, he'll probably be back in like an hour.
Did Jerry mention teleporting anywhere to you guys? He mentioned he was going somewhere and I just kind of missed him when he left?
I don't believe so.
That's not good.
I sort of assumed teleporting was something John was in charge of. So one has to assume... Oh, one second. Mavala Jr. Did you do this? Look at me. Look at me. Did you do this?
You gonna side-eye it?
Did you? Bring back Jerry. Where's Jerry?
It's going to, Mavala Jr. is going to look at you and then just tilt its head and go back to gnawing on the bone that it stole.
Oh. Well, apparently Mavala Jr. did not do this. Specky, where's Jerry?
Specky is going to look around, put up a little eyeball stock, do the little radar swing. Meow, meow, meow. And it's just going to shrug.
Well, he's not
here. Jerry's not on camera. Everyone else should be asking, where's Jerry?
So, where is Jerry indeed? Jiron.
Indeed.
The first thing you hear as you come back is... Raphael, how in the hell did you do this? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a little guest here.
Hey, kind of wet in here, don't you think? Can't see anything. You know, I was just kind of trying to talk, trying to make friends, don't really need more enemies. Where am I?
That is for us to know, and for you to learn, hopefully never.
Why does everyone want to Okay, what do you want with me? You've seen the show, obviously.
So you're just going to hear a, like a snap of the fingers, right? Lights are going to come on.
Oof.
Michael is sitting backwards on a chair, twirling a blade in his hand. He seems to be in the middle of getting a haircut. He has a little apron over him, and you see Azrael is cutting his hair with that big old scythe.
Jesus. Mm.
So he's going to pull the scythe back, you know, like finish up the tiny little bit that he was doing. Azrael is going to come over, put the scythe right over your neck, and hold his hand back to everybody else. I know what you're all thinking. Don't do it. We don't want to go to their level. And he's going to pull the scythe off of your neck. What did you do to Abaddon?
Abaddon kind of showed up and put us through a whole bunch of shit, just like your buddy Uriel did. So he kind of did the same thing that happened to him.
It's as I feared, Michael. The reason we can't reach him is he's gone. And Azrael is going to walk away and just punch the wall. You see now that you're in a sort of damp underground cave, almost like a bunker. And he's going to walk up a flight of stairs leading up.
Before you go, I got a question for you, Azrael.
Do not speak to me, murderer.
Okay, Michael, I got a question for you, buddy.
Jerry's gonna fucking die.
Is it true? Look me in the eyes.
It could be.
No, no, none of this could be. Is it true?
It could be true, or he might have told us about the whole kidnapping deal at Tenali. And we might have freed him from you. Who knows?
Kidnapping?
What? I saw the deal at the river, Michael. You can't fool me.
You mean you saw how we save his soul?
Save his soul.
That man was...
deaf. Right?
He was afflicted with addiction, deafness, and chronic, horrible pain. And the Lord saw fit to save him from that and call him to a higher calling.
I'm going to roll insight on that.
Go for it.
I have a very low insight, so, but I might as well. That's a 14.
14? You cannot get any sense of dishonesty here.
Okay.
Now, before you get all buddy-buddy with those people there, do you even know what they were doing there? Do you even know what those people were making and what they were doing with it?
Well, you're a big bad guy.
Murderers! They weren't just making drugs, they were making poisons. Things a heck of a lot worse than that, that I don't even want to speak about. Each and every one of them was a killer.
Michael, haven't you ever heard of turning the other cheek?
The time for that is long gone.
Then why are you so mad at me then, Michael? Why are you so mad at me and my friends for killing your buddy who stabbed me, threw me to the ground in that church of yours, where you got that book? Nice book, by the way. The time for turning the other cheek has passed, hasn't it? So quit with your, oh, you're such a murderer, Jerry. Cut the brass tacks, why am I here? Thing is, you kill me, you are never going to kill Red.
I can't compose myself for this. I cannot compose myself for this. Raphael, please. Play me something nice, Raphael, please. You're going to see the halfling lady pull a small harmonica out of her pocket and just play a relaxing tune.
Oh no, this is about to knock me out, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Y'all are working for evil incarnate. Y'all are working for that bringer of the end times and the slaughterer of all these people on this fine earth. And you expect me to feel bad about harming you? You've killed two of my close friends. How many of your friends have we killed? Let me ask you that.
Jerry racks his mind. Well, you came really, really close to setting Casey and friends on fire, didn't you? I remember that part. And, you know, I don't think you were going to give them a good burial either, like you're supposed to.
Oh, the murderous highwaymen. Oh, yes, I was certainly going to show mercy on them. They got body counts longer than you know.
I'm going to look around. Is my shadow here?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to queue up us burying Abaddon. I'm going to conveniently leave out Elias digging him up, of course.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So that's what you did to him? Just, why didn't he come back? We were trying and trying to reach him, but he would not come back. He was gone from us. What did you do?
We freed him, Michael. Bluff.
You're not going to bluff him on that one.
Roll that.
He lost faith is pretty much what I'm trying to say. All right, here we go. Skirt. That is a 32.
32?
Yeah.
All right. Freed him?
You see how you like how you and all your folk can teleport? He couldn't do that. As soon as he realized he could, his face started to get shaken. And the affliction started coming back.
That ain't how this works.
Really?
Stop lying to me. He was gone from the grace of our Lord. He went somewhere where we could not reach him. That ain't freeing. What did you do to my friend?
I really don't think I have to tell you, Michael. That's something you want to bring up with John, not me.
You seem to not understand the position you're in.
I've kind of realized that I'm not going to make it out of here, so I don't feel like I should help you ruin everything else that my friends were getting into.
There are worse things than death.
Hmm. Interesting.
And you showed Abaddon some of those things. And I intend to find out what they were. Gabriel, just do what you do. Just don't tell me about it.
All right. Is there mana where I'm at?
Yes.
Okay. I am actually going to go all in on the gloves here. I ain't dying to this shit. I ain't dying here. So we're pulling all the future mana. I'm going to try and stop time extra hard and like burn through whatever I'm bound through.
Okay, so straight up right here, the spot that you're in, you're going to attempt to draw that mana out. Nothing. And also nothing from your coat. Your connection to your viewers is cut.
So how is he not dead then?
The ambient mana.
Oh.
So, oh, man. I hope future Jerry could just look at past Jerry and say, man, that guy was a dick for taking all this mana, but at least I'm alive.
Ooh.
So, you're going to see Gabriel get up from her chair, saunter on over to you, and immediately just punch you straight in the gut.
You hit like a girl.
Seriously?
It's problematic.
Jerry's such an asshole.
Do I really have to hold back on this one? Really?
Whoa, you're holding back? Why? I'm the asshole of the group. Is there something you need me for, Michael?
He's going to turn around. He's going to come back to you. He's going to grab you by the throat. It is becoming very difficult for me to follow the precepts and the commandments of my Lord. I am being tested massively right now. But if I sink to your level, this all goes away. I'm not going to let you do that to me. Lord knows you did it to Abaddon, but I ain't letting you do it to me.
Does that mean John's below you too, Michael?
John has strayed from the path. John has become unequally yoked with unbelievers, and he is walking down a dark and troubled road. One that I intend to save him from.
Who decides who's worthy or even capable of being saving, Michael? Just you? Oh, God. That's really hard to talk.
He's going to let go of you. That ain't up to me. That ain't up to me. Look, I know it's asking for a lot here. Please. I'm just asking, what did you do to Abaddon? Raphael here, as long as somebody is following us, as long as somebody's staying true to the path, she can carry them out of danger wherever they are.
We proved to him that John's the chosen one and you're not. And we're gonna roll that. That's...
I mean, 24. Is that a bluff?
You have to. You can't just is say it? I'm going to roll that. DM has to call it.
I mean, as in character,
what exactly
I'm lying,
are you trying to do?
I'm trying to convince Michael that Abaddon started following John, and his faith just got thrown way out of whack.
Go for it. Roll that bluff.
Okay, it was a 24.
24?
Yeah.
His eyes are just going to kind of look down. If that is true, y'all are even worse monsters than I thought.
Seems to me, Michael.
You break a man's faith. You show him the light, according to you. You show him your gospel, and you kill him? If he believed you and you still killed him. We're not just dealing with people who have strayed. This is pure concentrated evil.
Maybe he should have stabbed me. It wasn't John that pulled the trigger, really. It was me. I don't really care too much about your faith.
I'm sorry, y'all. But there's something I'm gonna have to do here. And he's just going to pull out that knife.
Uh-oh.
And camp glint on the blade as a cut back to you guys.
Wherever Jerry's at, I'm sure he's doing fine.
Boy, it sure is real quiet around here without Jerry. No, I'm just kidding. So how long has it been?
At this point, it's been like 10 minutes. Still no signs of it.
10 minutes.
What have you guys been doing in that interim?
To be perfectly honest, without any information, I mean, in the back of my mind, I would think that, you know, there could be a problem here. But honestly, Jerry's been messing around with time stuff and trying to figure out teleportation. I'm not that worried. I would say...
Every time Jerry's gotten into a situation, he's needed the group's help to get out of it.
Every time that that's happened... On screen as a big deal thing, yes. But we have to assume, and I would imagine that Jerry practices his, you know, his magic and stuff all the time. Like you said, you were going off to, you know, meditate and do magic shit.
He's never disappeared for a long period.
Well, yeah, he's never disappeared, but I assumed, well, is it a reasonable assumption for me to make that, like, hey, Jerry's just messing around with some new magic stuff? It doesn't seem like it's that completely...
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned in character, that's more of a John thing to do.
Yeah, that... And besides, with your knowledge of Jiron, he would probably excitedly tell you guys that he was going to do that.
But didn't he say that he was going to go off and try and do something?
Yeah, he was going to try and... He was going to practice his time stuff, but that doesn't necessarily tie into direct teleportation.
And if it does, that sounds like Jerry's in trouble.
That's
fucking around with time powers.
Yeah, Patton would be checking out the area, seeing if there's some Jerry dust. Like, can you leave something behind?
Give me an Arcana check there.
Everyone?
Or just Patton, if he's going to try and look around for Jerry dust.
I don't have...
16 in total.
16 in total. There sure is a lot of Jerry dust.
I got a plus 12 in Arcana.
Come on, you rolled a 4?
There sure is a lot of Jerry dust.
Okay, hold on.
Is Jerry dust.
Oh no.
Now, okay, is this just normal dust?
You cannot tell. At this point, you can't tell. Also, yeah, it's probably just regular dust.
All right, I'm going to take this dust that I believe may be Jerry dust and start putting it into various vials and messing with it, putting it into different viscous liquids.
All right, if there's any off chance that that is actual, like, dust related to Jerry, I guess I can try and ping him through nature, right?
How?
I don't know, if he's connected to the local mana network.
Okay, so you're going to try and sense Jerry.
Yeah.
Sure, go for it.
Is that Arcana or
it's
nature?
It's like this... You know what?
I'll give that to you on nature.
All right. Because I'm just saying, like, I've been doing communing with nature.
But that would involve admitting that Jiron is your friend.
I'll do Arcana.
Aww.
All right.
No, seriously, if it requires that Elias be like, I'm going to use my fond memories of Jerry.
Well, it's more like if you're trying to, you know, like, track down... You know, it's kind of a thing among, like, the wood elves and all of that.
Oh, okay. Well, no.
For finding, like, family members and yada yada.
I mean, that works then, yeah. He's definitely part of our group.
Okay, then, yeah, go for it.
I mean, we've been around each other long enough that that'll work.
Over 50 episodes now.
What is that? 30.
30? He is not here and he is nowhere near here.
Okay, guys, I think we have a situation here. Jerry is gone. And I don't mean, like, gone. I mean, like, gone, gone. He's not connected to any magical network, natural or otherwise, that I have any ability to detect.
You know, Jerry's situations always seem to be the worst situations.
We're going to have to go fish him out of the Jerryverse again.
It is becoming increasingly more likely that that is the case, yes. John, you had been working with Jerry on some sort of teleportation method, correct?
Everyone keeps telling me I should be teleporting. Still ain't teleporting.
Yes, well, I don't really know how that works, but if there's any magical network that I don't have access to, it would have to be the one that you're operating on.
I mean,
I'm not generally one for, considering the normal deities aren't really of any use to us here, if your deity has any sort of power, now would be the time to call on it.
Give me like 5 seconds.
I'm assuming this is in character as John sets down the reading glasses and or whiskey in his nice chair. Make me get up from the nice chair.
You're looking for Psalm 34:4.
Okay. Yeah, okay, sure. Why not? That sounds great. Also, thank you for knowing the Bible better than me. That's really important for playing John. All right, so Psalm 34:4. I'm going to get out my Bible, open it up. I'm going to read out. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
All right, give me a religion check then. And what exactly are you trying to do with this?
I am trying to... I'm asking God to help me deliver Jerry from whatever awful situation he's in right now.
Fantastic. Roll it.
What? Oh no.
It's a lot of dice.
I rolled a 3 on the die. That's a total of 10.
10 total.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Michael's right. Shit.
Jerry's not very like religious. Oh no.
So, you're going to get like here's how I'm going to describe how this feels for you, right? You feel part of that energy come off of you, snake off in a tendril through the air. You feel it extend and then cut. It doesn't dissipate, something blocks it. And on that, we're going to cut back as Michael pulls the knife out of the nice leather holster he's got for it, and he's going to reach up and go to stab Giron, at which point you're going to see the flat end of a scythe just knock his arm out of the way. As Azrael is going to grab Michael, spin him around, and just backhand him.
Okay, this takes Jerry aback, like, extremely. I'm shocked. Keep going.
I understand what you're going through. This thing. I'm not even sure it's... I hesitate to call it a person. It took Abaddon from us. It took Uriel from us.
Now hold on.
This is not the time and place to throw away everything we stand for. Not now, not for him.
Isn't death putting them one with God? Like, John talks so much about that, being at peace.
Your mouth!
Oh, so it's not. You don't believe your own book. Okay, just write that down.
Silence. He is going to hold out his hand, and your mouth is going to slam shut. As you're going to see his hand glow a sort of dark, sort of purplish black shimmer. It's trying to rile you up. It is trying and succeeding to hurt us. However, this is a blessing in disguise. The rest of them will be looking for him. If we kill him, they'll know. We leave him. They'll come for him. He's going to release his hand.
Not so sure about that.
Explain, keep it brief.
Abaddon kind of put us through a whole mental illusion deal, and John kind of chose Lazarus over me, so I'm probably dead anyway.
Anyone would choose their own father over the likes of you.
And Elias doesn't really like me, and Patton's kind of insane, so I really don't think they're coming for me. And that's not a bluff.
If they aren't coming for you, then we have nothing to fear from them.
Maybe not. Now that would... Michael, that's kind of a bluff, but I don't need to convince him of that.
Holds his hand back up. Michael. You're better than this. Stay that way. And he's going to go and walk back up the stairs before letting go of his hand again. He's right. He's right. Gabriel is going to turn and look at him and just look back at you, look back at him. So we're just going to leave him here? We're just going to let him get away with what he's done?
Who else would spread your message for you? Kind of been helping you out indirectly, haven't I?
Nah. If you are trying right now to honestly make the claim that you have assisted me in some way.
I mean, the more people see it, the more they buy into it, right?
Buy into it?
Oh, believe it. Sorry. Sorry, we're doing semantics now, Michael. Come on.
Nah, nah, nah. The words that a man chooses speaks to their character.
Oh my god, this guy. If I could talk to Zeph, I'd say so much. Anyway, without saying too much, it feels like your little conversation of Arcana, I'd like to know a little bit more about that, if you will. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what happened to Abaddon.
Let me ask you a little... Alright, I'll bite. Let me tell you a little bit about Arcana and her crew. Why do you think a group of strong young men and women would leave the protection and safety of the city and go off on their own into the middle of nowhere, away from God's gift of life? Answer me that.
The way she described it, and this isn't my thoughts here, it's how she told me, was that they had to steel themselves for the end times. It's Teotihuacan, the end of the world as we know it, right? So they would go out there into places without God's gift and see if they could live without it. Now, the way you phrase it seems really stupid, considering all the gear they have to kind of deal with that.
Not only are they rejecting the bountiful mercy of his creation, now that I could forgive. Each and every one of them is running from something that they did. Good people don't go out and do that, and I've seen as much. And he's going to hold out that book of his, that Bible, and he's going to grab a page and sort of pull at it, and a copy is going to come up, and he's going to lift it up, float it out in front of you, and push it in front of you, and it is a list of names. And next to the names, you just see a list of crimes. Murder, arson, kidnapping, extortion, all of that. And then he's going to pull up. So those men that Gabriel took care of? Killers. All of them. Cold-blooded killers.
Okay, Rakana leaving us there.
We do not harm the innocent.
How do you know of all these crimes? I can't even do this, and I'm a journalist, Michael. How do you get all this information? How do you divinate everyone's a criminal?
Revelation from the Lord on high. And he's going to close the book. And before that, my own two eyes.
Okay, I'm going to roll insight on that. Here we go. Set his own two eyes. That's an 18 in total.
Your own two eyes? Well, you've got glasses.
I've only got a 2 in insight, man.
Why do you roll insight on anything?
Because that's kind of like something I should.
Yeah. Again, you do not get a sense of any form of duplicity from him. He's saying this, you know, like 6 inches away from your face, unblinking, just staring you in the eyes.
Where's my name?
Do you really want to see that?
Yeah. Feel like if you got the book, my name's in there, right?
He's going to turn the page, float the page in front of you.
Shit.
It is accurate. But the other thing is that it is very... It is specific, but it's also, like, petty. You know, there's things listed here as, you know, there's things listed as theft and stuff that are, you know, a time you scammed somebody out of, like, a quarter for like, freaking bus fare or something, right?
Snagging a water bottle, like, off the top of a garbage can. Like, someone just left it on a bench. Just, that's theft.
Getting a water cup at a restaurant and using it for soda.
Okay, honestly, you deserve to be killed.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck? Do people do that? You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Jerry would totally do that.
Jesus Christ.
Jerry's a monster.
That's it, I'm joining Michael.
My men, better men than you, Uriel fought hard to escape his past and to atone for what he did. He fought hard against that demon inside of him. Don't you have any shame?
I've got ratings. Does that count?
Get stabbed.
Azrael, you're going to need to take me out of here. I agree with what you said. I cannot be around this man.
And that's how Jerry doesn't have to live up to his part of the deal.
I'm going to end up doing something that I will very dearly regret for the rest of my days. If I stay around this man. Gabriel, do not touch him. I know that you want revenge, but it ain't worth it. Consider that in order.
So Jerry's going to kind of do, and this is going to be something like out of character, I'm going to ask if it makes sense. So like, since we've been using like swing low and down to the river to pray like motifs.
Yeah.
Can we use like something, say, like a more modern religious sort of song? Just start kind of like say... spinning Holy Diver into something. Just like vain religion check or anything like that.
What?
If you're trying to roll religion, no. Absolutely not. So, Michael is going to step out of the room, going up those stairs. The harmonica music is going to stop. Raphael is going to walk over to you. Just put her hand on your face. I pity you. I look into your eyes and I see a lot of pain. And I'm sorry that you had to experience that. But it doesn't excuse what you've done.
Were you there last time? Raphael? Is that your name? I don't remember seeing you at the church.
I'm their protector. And I failed.
Whose? Abaddon's?
I was. You might not answer him, but please, why couldn't I reach him? Tell me the truth.
We found an artifact, another one that clung to John. Abaddon didn't like that. He tried to, I guess, steal it from us. And of course, we can't have that. We cannot have that, Raphael. So
that alone would not be enough to separate the bond that bound us. That alone would not be enough.
Okay, now when she's talking about the bond, we're just strictly talking about him dying, right?
What? No, dude.
No.
They're talking about not being connected to the rest of them.
Why he could not teleport out.
Oh.
I thought that was pretty obvious.
I for the longest time, thought we were just talking about him dying.
Dude, no, come on. It was super obvious. The bond they share. The ability for all of them to just, like, get teleported out.
Okay, now that I get it.
You know, that's what they consider to be, like, in God's grace. It's, okay. So that's a big deal that they couldn't reach him.
What made him fall from grace?
I honestly can't tell you.
And can't that's, or won't?
Cannot. We took the artifact.
You're
from
lying
him.
To me.
We took the artifact from him, saw the deal at the river, and we started discussing it ourselves. If I was lying to you, you would know. You're a smart girl. You got in that truck.
I do know.
I mean, got you there.
Maybe it's the artifact itself that, like, prevents teleportation. I don't know. That's the only thing that was different, right?
No. No, and you're going to show me. And she's going to put her hand over your head, and her eyes are going to light up.
Joke's on you. I was telling the truth.
So,
cut for a second.
We're going to...
You're literally not, though.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
He doesn't
know
that.
Okay.
I know. I mean, unless I can put up a block with the ambient mana in the room, like with an arcana check, I think I'm fucked.
You can't blow this.
So, here we go.
This is a bad nat one, Matt. A very bad nat one.
It's a fun nat one.
Yes, it is. So, cutting back to you guys. John, you're going to get a shock of feedback as Jiron is out of your reach. He is somewhere where you cannot reach him.
I'm sorry, Elias. It seems like Jiron's outside the grace of the Lord. I can't reach him.
You can't see him at all, John?
Not at all.
Entirely sure what the grace of the Lord entails. Can you give me an example of another time this has happened?
Well, right now is a good example.
Yes, that's why I said another time.
Specky's tail is going to pop up, and Specky is going to shoot out some tendrils, turn to John, put one on each person, and kind of tilt its head.
Oh, I see.
Meow?
Yes, that would make sense.
Meow.
What are y'all getting at over there?
And then he's going to stick out another tendril and poke it against the side of the van and just ting, 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 ting. And then he's going to retract all of the tendrils, jump off of Elias's shoulder, and do a very, very exaggerated falling over, sticking all four legs up.
Yes, we don't really need the theatrics, Specky, though I do appreciate the acting.
No.
Well, John, in the simplest terms that I can describe it in, it seems that the fabric of, well, I guess you could call it reality if one considers mana to be a part of reality, which it certainly is, it works differently here. See, we're used to a global net, a global network, if you will, everything's connected to everything else. These chains in our old plane of existence, or my old plane of existence, would have stretched basically forever, connecting everything and everyone to a certain extent, allowing those who will it to communicate over great distances, such as...
You sure are using a lot of words there.
This whole time, Specky is pantomiming by, like, making tiny little rock people and having little tendrils going between them. And then, like, making them go back and forth a bit.
Well, take Specky here, for instance. If you recall, the large specimen that Specky came from was an amalgamation of spores. And Specky was cut off from that creature. After
Specky is going to send out a little rock tendril. It's going to pop off, and it's going to form a tiny little rock cat.
After when a certain amount of distance is maintained, an invisible fiber, if you will,
it goes far away,
of mana connects them. But because
there's a tiny little fungus going back over to that.
But because there's not a strong source of ambient mana everywhere, those connections can be severed, leading to separated networks. Specky, I would imagine now, has no connection whatsoever to its original host.
Back in. Mow.
Right, exactly, Specky. This means that, well, given a sufficient source of... It would have to be external. It would have to be external power. Something is working behind the scenes that we can't see.
Boy, howdy, something I sure wonder what that is.
Something is...
So Specky is going to pull out a tendril and signal over Mavala Jr. Mavala Jr. is going to walk up. He's going to make a little rope. Point to the far end of it. And Mavala Jr. is going to kind of like bat at the string. And Specky is going to point at Mavala Jr. Markham.
Yes, thank you. Wait, point at Mavala Jr. how?
Like with another tendril. As Mavala Jr. is batting at the string. The connection. Markle.
Right. Something else is powering them and is blocking us off. And John, I don't think it's the thing that you're talking that I don't think it's your deity.
Well, that's fine, because I only followed most of what you're saying. You are using a lot of words over there.
So, Specky is going to look over at Elias, look over at John, look over at Patton.
I got what you were going for, Specky. Thank you for that.
And, motion over to John with its head.
Well, yes, I suppose John could tap into that network, but who knows what could come through from their side? We can't predict anything.
So Specky is looking over at Patton, sort of with a pleading expression.
I don't know about anything that Patton has. Elias doesn't know anything that Patton has in terms of connections like that. So
Jerry is separated from us due to Michael. Well, out of character.
Let me explain this out of character and not Elias talk. So maybe it'll be easier for the listeners to understand, too.
And also because it would make sense for Patton to catch up on it.
You would catch up on this pretty easily. So out of Elias talk and out of character, what's going on here is, the normal networks of the rock are so sparse that, if people had a religion and that deity had connection to them, those connections are constantly getting mana, so they're fed and strong. So it doesn't matter, they pick up some ambient mana, they pick up mana from the deity, it's all strong, and they're basically reachable no matter where they are. But if you imagine, a tendril snaking across, a stream of water snaking across a dry pavement, it can only get so far before it dries up. So
it is much easier to interfere with.
So what's happened is they're in a totally separate network. That's being powered by something that we don't know. I don't know what it is, but something is powering them that isn't ambient magic. And it's probably similar, if not the same, maybe, to what powers John. But because we're on the rock and there isn't a global mana network, it's getting isolated. Just like Specky's been isolated.
Think of it as you're on LAN, they're on LAN. You can't ping their server.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that means that Giron got forcibly shunted to another network somehow.
Yeah.
We've been hacked.
Yeah, they hacked our Jerry.
Pretty much, actually, yes.
Which, isn't that like kind of insane for them to be able to do since I'm technically not there?
Yes.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It's basically the equivalent of bridging an air gap in computer science.
Which is
terms.
Why it required a nat 20 and a nat 1.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now, that's all fine and good, but how are we going to get Jerry? How are we going to find him now?
I say we leave him to die.
That's not going to happen.
I'm assuming that's not in character.
No, that's not in character.
You dick.
Out of character, I think that John, with this sort of information, would probably be able to follow that tendril and, I don't know, focus better, something like that, however his god shit works.
Okay, so this sounds to me like a little two-sided skill challenge here.
True.
Oh boy.
So, as you guys are gearing up here, first of all, everybody roll me some initiative.
Including Jerry?
Yes.
I'm so mad. 18. I am furious.
Did you roll a nat 20?
Goddamn right.
So did I.
I got an 11.
Okay, so just give me the totals.
18.
27.
29.
18. What was that, Ted?
29, because I rolled a nat 20.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what the fuck is your initiative bonus?
Matt, what would that be?
Oh, that's a 28, sorry.
28, and Tim.
Me? 11.
Yeah, 11. Okay. Nice and simple. So, first up for the setup, Giron.
Yes.
You are going to see... you are currently in sort of a, like, an ethereal, kind of a picture gallery, almost.
Okay.
You can see faintly that you are currently shackled to a pillar. And you see Raphael with her hair undone from her usual ponytail, flowing behind her, eyes glowing and hovering and perusing the halls. And what exactly would a hall that stores your memories look like?
Oh, Jesus, I don't want to see that.
It's kind of like a very vibrant, animated, painted world kind of meme. So
like ducking and jiving.
Yeah. And the outlines of the humanoids are all like kind of like sort of like, how would I say it? Like animated lines, I would say.
Okay.
Kinda like
so,
Take On Me. Kinda like that.
Yeah, so basically it's like a large avant-garde basement gallery filled to the brim with faceless, sort of radio static looking people.
Yeah, it's like a 2D about. It's a 2D Persona 5 like museum sort of palace.
Okay. I can dig it.
And there is definitely the Persona 5 music in the background.
Fantastic. So, goals for each thing. Giron, prevent Raphael from getting to those memories that you don't want her to get to. Everybody else, find Giron.
All right, so that'll be a fun skills challenge. We'll find out some dirty secrets about Jerry.
No!
That was Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. My name's Tad. The other ones are Michael, Tim, and Dan. You can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, and Google Play, on the website, which is lmtya.com, or let me tell you about .moe, the preferred URL. You can find a Discord in the description, as well as a Patreon, and you can find the rest of us. Michael and Dan are streaming on Twitch at bro_operatives. They stream pretty regularly. Matt has his own podcast, The Sweet Life of Matt and Cody, where they talk about sports ball and adjacent materials. And I believe that's about everything. Henshin Homies is probably done by the time this comes out. But yeah, that'll do it. So we will see you guys next time where we take on this skills challenge in Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
More Nat 1s incoming.